Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens on a not-so-beautiful Thursday here in the city of Boston. But, for now, Boston sports are pretty good, Fitzy. A lot of wins of late.
What do you mean Boston sports are always the best?
I don't know. I'll wait till after the Bruins play tonight before I can agree with that statement. But for right now, all three teams that we covered this time of year have wins under their belt in their most recent game. The Celtics win last night. But we're talking about your New England Patriots. And Fitzy, you know how I know it's trade season in the National Football League?
How do you know it's trade season in the National Football League, Andy?
The text line 860 says, Derrick Henry's agent at a hotel in Foxborough right now. I don't believe you. Because if it were true, he'd be at a Hertz rental car at Logan Airport.
I was just going to say, you speak meme. You know that photo is going to have to start making the rounds again sometime soon. And it's going to be attached to, let's see, elite receivers, cornerbacks, safeties, and of course, Derrick Henry. The only sad part is now, Andy, that Ramondre Stevenson is kind of dinged up. You won't be able to see the Patriots execute, obviously, your brainchild of a trade of the century.
It's also even better if I get to keep Ramondre Stevenson and add Derrick Henry. However, the Patriots, Elliott Wolf, Ryan Cowden, and Mike Vrabel want to pull it off. But it is indeed trade season. I see Fitzy retweeting people I've never heard of, claiming the Patriots are going to get a running back, and telling me when this person puts out a pumpkin emoji, he knows what he's talking about.
This guy, at Ricky Scoops on the
Ricky
tweet machine. See, I knew this was going to happen. I'm so glad this is already up at 2:05 in the afternoon. This guy has been right, I would say, 80-85% of the time when he calls out, this is going to happen, here's what I'm hearing, you heard it here first. I don't know how in the world he gets his sources, or if he's a burner for a rap sheet for a Schultz or somebody else, but dude's always on the mark. And when he's saying, by Tuesday, done deal, Patriots are going to be trading for a running back, I'm in.
Because I was a little underwhelmed with the way Adam Schefter answered my question yesterday about supporting Drake May. And he's like, well, you don't do anything crazy. If the right thing happens, yeah, could you get an offensive lineman or a receiver or a running back? But, this is a long play here. They're building for the long. That didn't feel like, we're going to go get something that'll impact the second half of the season in a playoff run. That felt like, we're going to get somebody that I'll have to Google to find out what position they play and how they're going to help Mike Vrabel and Drake May win games. And yet, I got you and, the text line for literally whatever that's worth. Derrick Henry, still fun. A.J. Brown is still bubbling out there, even though Schefter kind of poo-pooed that. Not quite as much as he poo-pooed Myles Garrett, but kind of poo-pooed that. And I guess my point is I'd like to get caught up in the next 4 or 5 days in the trade deadline. I'd like to buy into the idea that Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf, and we're going to get into Elliott Wolf, because technically speaking, Elliott Wolf makes the trades. So we need to look
technically
at
speaking, yes. But that's like,
it's in his contract.
Yeah, but that's like, come on. in our respective homes, like mom and dad said I could go on a sleepover, when we all know 95% of those decisions are mom. We just have to co-sign the permission slip.
Or I'll give you the latest example, the timely example for tomorrow. We all can pretend that we as parents decided what my daughter was allowed to wear as a costume as a junior in high school. We did not decide that. My wife decided that, because dad would not be allowing some of this ish that's going on with young women these days. But mom, that's mom's area of expertise, right? Like, they share the same bodies and
chromosomes
in life.
Chromosomes, and yes, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll pretend that both parents signed off on the costume and its appropriateness for my daughter. So that's a great example. Elliot Wolf will pretend he's signing off on anything. But when you look at the trades, and obviously we already have two early trades, we already have two to assess here that were shipping out outgoing mail in terms of dumping. And Schefter allowed me to basically call it a dumping yesterday. Did not push back at all. Dumping Keon White, who we'll get to later in the show, because we have some new information, thanks to the boys at NBC Sports Boston, that I find very interesting, but also very interesting in terms of the timeliness of it. But we need to look at these two outgoing trades, Duggar and Keon White, but also some of the other deals that over the last 2+ years, Elliot Wolf has made. So we're going to get into that right now. A reminder, though, we do have Tom Curran at 3:30. I'm guessing he'll have some very strong opinions on the trade deadline and what could or could not happen. And our buddy Razor at 4:30. We'll talk about the Boston Bruins, who are surging. Is one win a surge? I don't know. They're surging, and Corpusalo in net for the second straight game. I'm sure he will have interesting takes on that. But as far as Elliot Wolf's trades go, Fitzy, Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a 6th-round pick. You like that? Good deal?
No, it didn't get max value. You don't want to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback and 3 years later only see him turn into a 6th. That means he degraded by more than a round per year, because the problem was the bag of value was beaten out of him by whatever went on offensively with the Pats in 22 and 23. Look how well he's done this year. And yeah, you can argue, Andy, yeah, but that's been a bit of a Shanahan system fit more than it's been Mac Jones and his true value. The guy has started half a dozen games in the NFL, and he's been a little bit better than average. You should have gotten more than a freaking 6th-round pick.
So how about Matthew Judon to the Falcons for a 3rd in 2025?
Oh, my God. They should throw a parade for the guy for that one.
Good deal. Okay, so we'll say he's 1-1 on the first two trades I asked you. Josh Uche for a 6th to the Chiefs.
They got something for him. So
I
yes.
agree. I 100% like, agree.
That one, see, the Keon White one, I still think if Keon... maybe more because he hadn't been around as long. Uche for a 6th was good. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to chef's kiss that one, but that's a good trade.
Devon Godshaw to the Saints for a 7th.
They got anything for the scarf wearing king of podcasts and the defensive line? Yes. Is this the part where you tell me Bill Belichick said he's the best defensive lineman in the NFL?
A 7th round pick for the best defensive lineman in the NFL does not seem like great ROI, as you like to say, Fitzgerald. Joe Milton to the Cowboys with a 7th for a 5th.
TBD. I can't render verdict on that one yet.
I'm going to say that's a good trade. I don't think there was much interest in Joe Milton in that. He got a 5th-round pick, even in a cockamamie pick swap situation. That's a good deal. Yes, Joe, Dan Ball.
Hi.
I almost called you Joe Milton.
Well, good afternoon, and I think that'd be a compliment.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. He throws it. He has a cannon. But
he's a great athlete.
How much value do you put in runway clearing? Because that's what you did by getting that draft pick back.
And you could argue. You should argue that there's a lot of value in that.
Yeah.
Because whatever you thought of it at the time, Drake May is now an MVP candidate who's putting up stupid, silly numbers every week compared to Mahomes and Brady. So as much as we whined about, a great competitive environment, nice job, great, yeah. Oh, why don't we make it a little easier? Why don't we just gift him the job? Well, whatever. It worked. He's awesome. And they're closer than we are. They are right. We are wrong. Like, there's a lot of things I believe there's gray area to. I don't think this is one of them. It worked out perfectly for the development of Drake May. I don't know how you could argue that you should have kept Joe Milton.
Who cares what the value ultimately was? Like, he probably should have been like, it should have sent a 6th and gotten back a 4th. Guess what? Your quarterback right now is, I was watching Get Up earlier this morning. Dan Orlovsky said he's the MVP of the league. You now have prominent NFL talking heads influencing the voters and the rest of the football world, Andy, saying, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Your quarterback is the best player in football right now.
And we'll get to more Orlovsky later, because then he listed his top five quarterbacks, didn't have Drake May at number two. And in explaining Mahomes and May, kind of got all tongue-tied trying to figure out why was one was the MVP and one was like...
He listened to too much Cam Newton. It's a,
no, I think he got overscheduled by the ESPN people, and they're like, you got to say this in this show, and then later you got to have this list, and they have to overlap, but they can't be the same. And it's like, okay, my head is spinning in Take Nation. But Fitzy, you say it, like, would you have traded a first-round pick to get this performance out of Drake May? If I just said, would you trade a first-round pick to get Drake May playing quarterback in year two better than anyone in the National Football League, you'd say yes, right?
Yeah, a first-round pick in the return is not a player. It's not a future pick.
No, it's just this.
It's his excellence. It's his ascension to MVP-caliber quarterback. Yeah, of course, anybody would.
So if that is the calculus they made with Joe Milton, then that's maybe the best trade they've made all along. If that led to the development, that's a great trade. More recently, we had Jalen Polk to the Saints, with a seventh for a sixth, which is all his most recent trades. Keon White to the 49ers with a seventh for a sixth.
Yeah, they're the new kings of someone in a seventh for a sixth.
Oh, well, I also, I don't know if you find this annoying, but like all these sixes and sevens in our world as parents,
I can't.
It's kind of annoying to me that all these trades have a six and a seven.
I have an eight-year-old.
Dan Ball's doing it behind the glass with his hands. Yeah, he's doing the whole thing.
There was a viral video on Instagram of Andrew Whitworth in a classroom. You know, because he'll be on the broadcast on Thursday Night Football tonight for Ravens at Dolphins. I'm going to hammer the over on Derrick Henry rush yards on that one. Just side note.
Wait, he's coming to the Patriots. I don't want too much.
Well, no, because he's going to put on an all-time performance tonight and then prove his value and convince the Patriots he needs to be reunited with Mike Vrabel. Anyway, Andrew Whitworth stands up in front of a classroom and says, and asks the kids, how tall do you guys think I am? And all the kids go, 6'7", and just keep.
Jesus.
We're screwed.
Yeah, can just
no, Dan, we're done. We peaked. We had a great run. It's over.
So the last player acquired via trade, do you know who that is, Nick Fitzy Stevens? Can you remember? Because it's not overly recent. It's kind of, you got to go in the, I won't say the way back machine, but a little bit back machine.
Oh, jeez.
And I'll give you a clue. It didn't work out. We thought it was going to work out, but didn't work out.
I am stumped.
How about Patriots trade for disgruntled Chargers defensive back J.C. Jackson back in 2023?
I didn't realize we had to trade for him.
October 5th.
I thought that was a mercy pickup.
It kind of was a mercy pickup. He signed the big deal there. He was okay the first year. Then he kind of got hurt, and the whole thing bottomed out, and he didn't even play. Like, he was a scratch. He hated them. They hated him.
There were some. I'm sure the same is true for you with the people you speak to. Could be in concentric circles with some of the Pats people I speak to and DM with. Boy, there were some stories about that guy that you and I have buried in our Patriots backyard that, ugh.
He's an interesting cat, but that was the last guy you trade for. So this is all to say, and we do need to add the layer of Elliott Wolf has been around for a few years making these deals, whether it was with Bill Belichick, after Bill Belichick, and now with Mike Vrabel and Ryan Cowden and Stretch.
And Stretch, yeah.
You got to include that whole consortium of
the
power.
Vrabel Trinity. A consortium might be the right word.
So how do we feel about our faith in their ability to go out there and do what's in the best interest of the Patriots? Like the example we just gave, Joe Milton. We questioned that at the time. A lot of us thought that was an unnecessary, if not bad, trade. And now I'm like, wow, you know more than me. You really nailed the hell out of that one. You cleared the runway, and now May is the best quarterback in the world. How much faith do you have in Elliott Wolf? I'll start with him, Mike Vrabel, and company, to hit the trade deadline?
All the faith in the world, because they have executed their vision to a T thus far, taking a team that was 4-13 two seasons in a row, doubling the win total. They've added those two seasons together already, and they're not stopping there. They're not going to finish at 8-9. They're going to prove all of us that picked them below double-digit victories wrong, foolish, and nonsensical for not having the proper Foxborough faith. They have a vision for what they want this team to look like, how they want them to play, and how long they want these veterans, draft picks, et cetera, to hold ground as they continue to restock the cupboard and fill the ranks, Andy. So I like, how about this? Carte blanche, like no notes. Go do what you got to do, boys.
Do they need Big N, Big E, Big E, Big D? Do they need to do anything at the trade deadline to acquire talent? They've already shipped away a couple bodies, cleared roster spots, kind of filled those roster spots with Saunders and everything and the call-up of Jennings and all that. Do they need to do anything? Or are you okay if we get to Tuesday at 4 o'clock and we're talking about, well, that came and went. They did, not only did they not get a big name player, they didn't add a single player. Is that okay?
No. I still think they need to make one or two depth. Are you looking for stars or depth? Because I think I'm more concerned about depth right now than I am stars, because that's been a primary focus, a concern of ours now going well back into the summer.
The only place I want a star on offense is running back. If you could bring in a quote-unquote star at running back, I'd take it. Nowhere else do I want a star, because I think you could upset the apple cart. Mm-hmm. Defense, I would take a star, almost any star. If you told me, for whatever reason...
Trey Hendrickson will say.
Yeah, okay. And you can get it, and you don't have to mortgage the future. You're comfortable with whatever the compensation or return is. I would absolutely take a star on defense, because I don't think that would disrupt anything. Like, I don't think that would hinder the ability of, say, Harold Landry to do his job. He's a captain. Do I think he could work with Trey Hendrickson? I do.
Yeah, like Kalaven Chasen will still get, he'll still get his reps. Harold Landry will. He's already had an ankle injury as well. So you could argue that it's a depth addition in addition to adding an elite pass rusher who has made plays when the Bengals have needed him most. It's just not his fault that the other 10 people on that defense stink out loud. Yeah, no, and if he, like, we have discounted this in being concerned about upsetting the chemistry on the team. I don't think they're going to trade for someone who's like, I just want to get my money and get mine, and I don't care what happens. Like, you pull somebody from the ranks of likely to miss the playoffs and add them to a team on the ascent like the Patriots with the, not faint, but now robust whiff of postseason in the air. You don't think that person's going to do everything they can to be a good teammate and ball out?
Absolutely. And, like, the guy that comes to mind is, some, you know, Bill did this a bunch over the years, depreciated assets from other places, like a Kyle Van Noy when he was kind of floundering in Detroit, and then you bring him in and you rehab his career and he has success and all those things. I think that type of player would be a fun player. I also think Ted's guy, Breece Hall, a would-be free agent who's on a terrible Jets team, suddenly goes, oh, I went from worst to first, and I'm going to make the playoffs, and now I could get a January game to show off in to make more money come March. Like, I think that's an interesting guy.
He might light it up for sure. And I'll tell you, in answer to the question, how confident or comfortable do you feel in case Ramondre's injury lingers or lasts a long time? How comfortable do you feel with Travion Henderson and Ernest Givens
was the wide receiver from the Oilers. Like,
yeah.
Ted probably loves Ernest Givens.
100%. I can guarantee he does. How comfortable are you with Dearness and Travion? The answer is not.
Right.
So a running back would be a great grab.
617-779-7937. How much confidence do you have in Elliott Wolf? And do the Patriots need to do something? Do they need to acquire talent, whether it's high end or just depth somewhere on the team to strengthen the roster? 617-779-7937. We're also going to squeeze in a quick call here, because our buddy Kurt in Tampa waited his ass off yesterday. He waited literally hours. So Kurt in Tampa gets the first call today in the first segment. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. First of all, that whole 6'7 thing, man, I actually work with sixth graders, and it is absolutely wild. I can't even count in my head anymore without doing the 6'7 thing. It's crazy.
Brutal.
It's nuts, man. But one trade that I think the Patriots should do, Bob Douglas, he's, you know, we all love him and everything like that. But for the Atlanta Falcons backup running back, Algier, he has 4 touchdowns on the year. He doesn't really fumble the ball. He's a big back that we can use on the goal line. But I think they should look into that. They're playing him this week. So, I mean, it could potentially be a tryout for him.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Fitzy?
Ooh, advanced scouting. Tyler Algier for Pop Douglas. Please, yes, and thank you. Pull the trigger now. Like, I'll walk Pop across the hall. I'll bring him down to TF Green, you know, in the day. Dan, is the car that you were going to use to send Marcelo Meyer for Joe Ryan available? Because I'd like to use it to bring Pop to TF Green.
Yeah, I have to wait until November for Brezbot to allow me to bring him to Logan. 207 rushing yards, but 4 touchdowns to Bijan's 2 so far this year. So he's been good, at least in short yardage situations, apparently.
Am I being the wet blanket on this, or too attached, or... Like, Pop Douglas is suddenly making one-off plays. I admit, they're one-off plays the last few weeks. The long touchdown, well, the 2 long touchdowns, because I give him credit for one that the NFL doesn't. Then the 44-yarder. Is that upsetting the apple cart? I mean, I know you strengthened the backfield, but did you just take a potential option weapon playmaker from wide receiver, Dan Ball?
I think that's a fair point. And with the Patriots having 10 draft picks, the state of the roster and how good you've been this year, you don't need 10 picks. I would love to see those kind of pick swaps that you've just agreed to earlier on in the year. Let's package those for something that's actually tangible.
Yeah. You got a lot of 6-7s that can be dealt away for damn sure.
All right. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots and the trade deadline. Up next, though, we do need to talk about a little Celtics. That was a big game last night and a big game that was a big win. Jaylen Brown and company got the job done against the Cavs to kind of rekindle the hope in Celtic Nation. We'll talk about that next here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I told you yesterday to relax. You didn't have to relax long, baby, because the Boston Celtics took care of business, Nick Fitzy Stevens, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. With Donovan Mitchell, he played. There was some uncertainty pregame. He played. He played very well early, and then he never scored again. He scored 15 early points, and that was helpful in the 125-105 victory for your Boston Celtics that I think you could argue, push back if you'd like, I think you could argue this is their best, most well-rounded win. You had, I think, well,
they've only got two of them. So.
That's true. Or let me say game. And even you can include like maybe the loss on opening day, which is a one possession loss. But like, you know, you got three guys with double-double. You get a guy like Jaylen Brown who has an efficient day. You have Derek White chipping in. You had Hauser hitting his threes early where you needed it because it was a ridiculous three-point shootout early. 42-40 at the end of the first quarter. I think at that point the Celtics were 6 of 10. Wow. They were 7 of 9. It was like it was unsustainably good three-point shooting. But the first thing I thought of is if you weren't keeping up, you might have been blown out of that game before it even started. It might have been over. And
Sure.
So they were able to keep up with the Cavs. My guy, Jaylen Brown, nothing fancy, just I would say sort of an efficient game with 30 points, 12 of 20 shooting, 60% shooting, like 4 of 9 from 3. Nothing too fancy, but everything you needed to win. And I felt like the messages we've heard from Jaylen Brown about, you know, it's going to take us a little time to figure. Did the Celtics figure anything out last night?
I don't think they, quote unquote, figured it all out last night. I think they just had a really good night. I think they rose to the challenge. I think they're a little disappointed in their own efforts to date, like the fact that they had four or five 15-point leads against the Pelicans, one of the worst teams in basketball that also were winless, and let them get back into the game. Now, they end up winning by 30, but they know that wasn't their best basketball by any stretch. They're better than this. They know that. And I was so impressed with this game. I kept almost wanting to tweet out like, hey, it's a 17-point lead. Should I be nervous now? Oh, it's 15 still. Is now the time when I should panic? And I just put the phone down and enjoyed the game while also doing the dual screen with, you know, Blue Jays Dodgers. Made for an excellent sports night for a random Wednesday before Halloween. I think the Celtics are capable of even better basketball. But last night to me wasn't unlocking the, you know, that wasn't the cracking the code, Andy. I think they just had a really great night with relentless energy.
And they also rebounded, which has been sort of their Achilles heel early in the season.
Been a problem.
Josh Minot, 15 rebounds. And this is something I've been thinking about. Falling in love with some of these guys or starting to understand them, like them. I don't know that we're ready to add any of these new faces to the my guy list of Anthony Simons or Minot or any of these guys. But you're starting to be like, oh, I see what he brings to the table. I see how he could contribute to a team that we all, again, started the year predicting them to win 40-plus games and make the postseason. Anybody in particular of the new guys, like Minot with 15 rebounds or Simons, you know, with 14 points last night, looking like maybe he could play his way into the starting lineup at some point, falling in love with any of the new contributors?
Loving the fact that Keita, the Portuguese parquet pride, like this guy, he's kind of like, I know he's not new, but like his role is elevated, so... I kind of loving his grit, grind, and effort, but how can you not love Josh Minot? In the postgame last night, he just talked about endlessly with Abby Chin about like how great it is here and how much he appreciates it. And it's like no other environment, no other team. It's more professional. It's more organized. And there's like real passion. And, you know, his response, like, well, how could you not want to give your best effort here? Because you get so much in return from these fans in this organization. Like, you tell me that as a Celtics fan, damn right I'm going to root my ass off for you.
And there's opportunities here for these guys. This is not a team where every role is filled and like, oh, I can work my ass off, but I'm Josh Minot and I'm never going to get to see the floor and prove anything to the Garden. No, no, no. You could actually become a favorite of the Garden crowd. If you want to just be a rebound and defense kind of guy and, and energy kind of guy, you will earn yourself some fans in Boston sports.
Yes. As you always say, like, first entertain me. And my whole big thing is I want energy, effort, and attitude.
Yep.
EEA.
Yep.
Listen to Josh Minot here. How could you not start to already become a bigger fan than yesterday of a guy who says this after a big win?
Man, I'm just trying to do what people expect from me. Just energy, man. I just love this place so much, man. Like, this place just brings me so much happiness. My teammates, coaches, the staff, talking like from top to bottom. I mean, the whole organization, man. It's just a blessing to be here, man. I can't thank God enough.
As you would point out, that's after the second win of the season for the 2-3 Celtics.
Yeah.
Josh Minot loving life in Boston. But that is what we were talking about when this is going to be a fun, interesting, different season. There's going to be guys on various nights like Keita, Minot, Simons that are like, this is cool. I love my role. I'm learning to, you know, we were just talking off air during the break that Simons is literally seemingly learning to play defense on the fly. Like, I've never really done this before. You guys seem like you take this seriously here. Yeah. I'm going to need to be coached up a little bit. I'll give you some energy. I'll give you some hustle. You're going to have to point me in the right direction as to how we actually do these things around here. And that's fine. Like, they're not expected to win the NBA title. But when you go out and you knock off the Cavs, at least that helps us get back to, oh, okay, they can be a playoff team again.
So if I'm going to cross sports for a second, which team in recent Boston sports memory does this team have the potential of reminding you of? Because to me, I have mine, and you can tell me like, okay, apt comp, or like, nah, that's a bit of a reach.
All right, what do you got?
2008 Patriots.
2008 Patriots with Matt Cassel leading the way. with Randy Moss going to sulk and then realizing, well, Castle doesn't stink, so maybe I won't sulk because he can actually hit me sometimes and I can still score touchdowns.
They ended up being better than we thought. They learned their way as the season progressed with a lot of elite talent. They just didn't have their best guy there.
Yeah.
Still, in any other year, would have made the playoffs. Let's hope this team doesn't miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the difference there is that was such a talented team. You were literally talking about an undefeated team that did lose its quarterback, that lost a massive chunk of that undefeated team on the first game of the season. So there are some comparisons there, and I'm with you. I hope we don't begin to love this team and see it get the scrappy wins and then see it hit its stride only to, you know, lose in the play-in tournament or whatever. I hope it is able to get where we want it to be and think it probably should be. And we're going to get to Jaylen Brown because I also think Jaylen Brown is the centerpiece. Like, these are so important. He had a great second quarter last night, and he finished it with that highlight reel, hold on to the ball, hezzy, spin around, do all kinds. And that might have been the most anxious moment of the night for me, Fitzy, because you know I'm sort of the vice president of the Jaylen Brown fan club.
You don't say.
And he had the ball for a long time, and there were a lot of things that could go really wrong there. There were lots of opportunities for that ball to be dribbled off his knee, his foot, his left hand. And then I'm thinking, or he could just force a shot that hits the shot clock, takes out a poor cameraman in the front row. We got ambulances at the Garden. Everybody's mocking JB. He's no JT.
He's like, he leads the not top 10.
Absolutely.
On Sports.
That
Center,
was all in my head. And then he finishes it. He drains it. And I was like, okay, deep breath. Don't do that again. Great. That's cool. You added it to the highlight reel and the Celtics can tweet that out. That's all fine and dandy. But let's just go. And he had a great quarter. Again, he had a great quarter and a great game and he's doing all the things. But I had a little bit of JB defender anxiety there. How are you feeling about JB and the way he's leading this basketball team to victory over the Cavs?
Loving him more today than yesterday. I think he looks, if the team is looking more comfortable in their roles, I wish Peyton Pritchard and Derek White were looking more comfortable from three. That still isn't it.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's not a thing yet. And I'm surprised considering Derek White is a career 40% free throw, three-point shooter, and Peyton Pritchard should be draining every other one, as far as I'm concerned.
He would actually like you to just look like left on the stat sheet, like four columns. That's where his assist total is for Peyton Pritchard. He's like, yeah, stop looking at that 3-point column. That's not great right now, but I did have 10 assists.
Just go this way or that way. Don't focus on the one that everyone immediately gravitates towards. If they start making those shots, just imagine how much better they can be.
Yep.
I did love... See, Sam Hauser as a deep three heat check guy off the bench, like 21 points. Holy smokes. So much better off the bench than in the starting lineup.
Yeah, he was feeling it. And you needed him to be feeling it because Donovan Mitchell was feeling it early, and he was part of the reason you matched that. I need to run a couple texts by you in all caps from the 617.
Oh, good. It probably is going to be highly complimentary.
I miss JT is the first one, and then the one right after it immediately is the team isn't as exciting. Is this not an exciting basketball team? Like, are you not being entertained? I know it's not as good. No one will disagree with you, but can it be as exciting and entertaining and fun?
Change your expectations. A word we use so frequently here in this program is recalibrate. Don't think about this team. Yes, they have the same uniforms. Yes, they play in the same place. Yes, it's the same person who says, JB from three! Over the PA system. But you have to think of them differently, not only now, but even when Jason Tatum comes back, because he's probably going to be load managed, injury maintained, 15 to 20 minutes a night for a long haul, and half of your squad and all of your height from last season are gone, and they're not walking through that door anytime soon.
617-779-7937, how you feeling about your Boston Celtics? Big win over the Cavs, 2-3 on the season. Tough stretch coming up. Houston on the horizon this weekend. They will get their mettle tested continually early in the season. But more importantly, how are you feeling about Jaylen Brown and the way he's leading your Boston Celtics? We're going to touch on that next because Jaylen Brown, we all saw the live stream video the other night about his hairline. He made an interesting comment about why that hairline is an issue right now. And who did he blame for that hairline? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Talking a little Celtics, talking a little Jaylen Brown, Fitzy, because whether you love him, hate him, or somewhere in between, he's...
Or just constantly celebrate him like you.
Absolutely. He needs support. He doesn't get enough support in this town, and that's actually what we're going to get into as it relates to that live stream the other night with his hairline, which was all the talk. Did he really shave his head? There were some AI fake photos on the internet. No, he didn't. He still has hair. It's just a little shorter. I don't know whether he's still spraying anything on the hair to kind of fill in different things that may or may not come off when his head comes in contact to cloth, like another jersey from an opponent. But Jaylen Brown, his hairline has been a lot of chatter about it.
A lot of hubbub. Did you see that exchange between him and Kevin Durant on...
Yeah, that was fake. That was fake.
I wanted
that to be real, but that was fake as that of Pamela Anderson.
That was fake as the spray that was used to cover Jaylen Brown's hair. Really? See, there was a study recently that said, and this could be fake as well, 50% of everything you read on social media and on the internet these days is AI generated or likely fake.
I'd say it's more like 70.
I think it's more, especially now with these videos from Soro or Sono or whatever is putting out all these videos. It's you can't believe anything you see on social media. You can just enjoy it. Don't believe it. Just enjoy it.
Yep.
But we had the live stream. And did you catch who, and everybody's going to hear it right now, who Jaylen Brown blames for his hairline issues?
I blame Boston.
You had the civil rights afro for a minute.
I blame Boston.
Not the whole thing.
The
liberation afro for a minute.
Ten years of stress.
He did, right?
The Frederick joint.
10 years of stress. The media, the championship. Y'all caused this.
So that's Jaylen Brown. Ignore the chatter from his friends and barbers and people in the background talking about civil rights. We're just talking about Jaylen Brown blaming Boston and the media and the stress of winning a title. Do you think there's any truth to that? And is he just talking tongue-in-cheek? Or is this like a kind of a passing joke that also he really kind of believes?
You said it yesterday, and we all believe it, the idea that there's always a little truth in humor.
Yep.
You know, there's a little reality couched in your jokes, your barbs, and your sarcasm. Think of it this way. The pressure in a town like Boston, Josh Minot, we just heard in the last break. Oh, it's so great. How can you not love it here? You just want to perform for these people, this energy. But with that comes elevated expectations. And who has greater expectations than somebody who won a championship, validated that first decade, and his $300 million contract? There's a reason why Jaylen Brown, probably from the day he was drafted to now, looks like the day Barack Obama took office to the day Barack Obama left office.
And he has a very unique pairing. Whatever you think of his relationship with Jason Tatum, that's a unique pairing that they had as consecutive number three overall picks, pillars of the organization. You know, it's, for example, this is just a bad, as you would say, crossing sports, but when you're Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, there's no question who the star of the Patriots is. It's the quarterback, right? Like, they're both first-round picks. They're both going to be all pros, whatever. But there's, like, an obvious hierarchy, especially financially, right? Like, Christian Gonzalez will get paid first, and he'll get 30-something million. Then Drake May will get paid second, and he'll get, like, 60-something million. Like, there's an... Whereas here, especially with the details of the way things played out, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP to Jaylen Brown, not to Jason, there is that like, oh, they're not really an A and a B. They're a 1A and a 1B. They're both, they're ones. And so I do think that has caused stress. And then you add in, Fitzy, the off-field stuff, off-court, I should say, stuff. Remember when he was talking about, yeah, there's some issues buying houses, starting businesses. Like, I've had stress in the city of Boston.
I didn't love that.
I didn't love it either, but I think he's relating his experiences to you. And so he sees life in Boston as having been fruitful. He got a title and he got a massive contract. So it's been fruitful. It's also
he's not
been
asking to leave. We should also note that.
You can be have a fruitful life and it can also be stressful, right?
Correct. That's actually the only way that we all know fruitful, satisfying, fulfilling lives to be. It's, of course there's going to be stress. Of course there's going to be max effort. Of course you're going to grind, you know, you'll grind it out. I think the thing is, Andy, in this contemporary day and age, people are always more want to or comfortable to share their feelings on these things. Whereas before, 50 years ago, you're not going to have live streams, Twitch streams, IG, blah, blah, where people are going to be sharing their feelings. It was, you either got it on the late news, you got it from your favorite beat writer in the paper, or you didn't hear squat about it.
And he has certainly not shied away from the topic over the years. Remember, he called himself the most,
athlete in Boston.
And I agree with him. As a defender of his, I do think he maybe is the most underappreciated player in Boston for everything he's done. But
he's
also
the most over-discussed athlete in Boston, even though he is an elite athlete.
There is something to do about that. But there's also, you know, the praise. Like, he's polarizing. There's a lot of people that like him, and then there's a lot of people that dislike him, similar to Tatum. And I feel like we've gone down this road where if you're a Tatum guy, you can't be a JB guy. And if you're a JB guy, you can't also be a Tatum guy. You got to pick a side, right?
Contemporary day and age where people are making social stances, political stances. He had his affiliations with Kyrie. And then there were, you know, retweeted some stuff, you know, like Kyrie did that people found, I won't say offensive, but a little contemptible. Like, he's not afraid to toe lines that other people wouldn't go anywhere near.
He kicks a few hornet's nests every once in a while, you know, the shoe brand and Nike and all of those things. So put it all together, he's averaging basically 27 points per game. He's also tied for seventh in turnovers. He's been a very, very efficient shooter. There's like layers to what he's doing. The Celtics are 2-3. So I put the poll question today, Fitzy, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah.
Simple question. What do you think of the job Jaylen Brown has done leading the Celtics to open the 2025-2026 season? And the options I gave, good, bad, or meh, were the three options. What do you think is leading, and what would you vote?
Good at 57%.
You're very close. Good at 55% is leading the way.
All right, ballyhoo.
Meh is second at 41%, and only 4% are voting that he's done a bad job leading the Celtics as the number one through five games of the season, which I think for him, he should take that as very optimistic. 96% think he's doing at least an okay job of leading the Celtics. I don't think it's anybody anywhere. Never mind who, you know, Jaylen Brown in Boston or whoever else anywhere. Matt Cassel and Fox. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to take over for the man, especially week one, week two, like game one, game two. Like, you can settle in and figure it out. And for 96% to be saying, yeah, you're doing an okay job, I think that's actually a positive thing. And maybe his hair will grow back because of that.
Probably not. But that said,
not how that works.
This may be the window, Andy, where the appreciation he has felt he has lacked for almost a decade, even with the title and those postseason MVP awards, this may be where he gets his due respect.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson in the house, three-point stance time. Nick Fitzy-Stevens will be looking at the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays, and why it has him thinking about the Boston Red Sox in next season. That's up next here. Three-point stance, WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.